Hi Pisces, welcome to Real Talk Tarot with April, and today I've got your weekly reading for July 18th through the 25th. Now, take what resonates, leave what does not. This, again, you know, is a general overall message for the collective of the fishies. All right, Pisces. Now, I actually did a couple pre-shuffles. One was for the entire collective, Aries through Pisces. And the message I got there was, do you own your possessions or do they own you? Okay. The energy was coming across as a feeling of having bitten off more than you could chew. Living beyond your means. Realizing the extent to what you will go to obtain them, all right? And the sacrifices that you're willing to make for them, all right? So there's going to be a decision process going on for whoever this resonates with. In deciding what the real cost, and I mean the genuine real cost of your possessions. All right, so we'll leave it at that. And now we're going to go back to Pisces. So little fishies, we've got I started a pre-shuffle here. And the message that I'm getting right off the rip is that you seem very focused and very just focused on obtaining pentacles, all right? So there's a Knight of Swords here coming at you, but he is reversed, okay? So whatever message or even bullshit he's trying to bring to you, you don't seem to see it coming, all right? You are really focused on the bag. So let's get a couple more messages about this spirit, and then we're going to get into the weekly read with some clarifiers. And then I'm going to go to the Prism Oracle deck to see what's happening in the 5D, all right? So Pisces, spirit, what's going on for Pisces this week of July 18th through the 25th? What messages do you have for this Queen of Pentacles who does not seem to recognize what's coming at her? She's very, very intent on her pentacle. What is going on with this? Knight of Swords reversed and the Queen of Pentacles. We have the Three of Swords reversed. So, there could be someone trying to come in and unbreak your heart, Pisces. But from the looks of things, there are no fucks given. It looks like you're really you're over this bullshit right here, whatever that was. Let's see, let's get one more for the general overall. For the general overall for Pisces. Nine of Pentacles reversed. Okay. So you could be recovering or trying to recover financially from a loss. whatever this Knight of Swords is coming in here with, you're not looking at it because in the past it caused disappointment and heartbreak. And you are now focused on creating your own stability for yourself, okay? So you are, you're picking up your pentacle and your crown, all right? And it looks like you want to be your own hero this week, Pisces. You're not waiting for this savior who has probably disappointed you in the past, okay? So let's get into the week reading. Let's find out, what are the energies, Spirit? For Pisces, we have the Ace of Cups, the Star, and the Ten of Pentacles reversed. So you did have high hopes for this this relationship or love situation, okay? You thought it was something worth the effort, but there's some kind of loss here with the Ten of Pentacles. Show me more, Spirit. Oh. Something is going to get found out. Someone's not, or someone is trying to steal your pentacles, but they're not going to get away with it. We have the Seven of Swords reversed, okay? So there could be someone plotting against you. I don't want to sound so, but you know, let's face it, there are dark energies out there, and they could see you as this love star potential because they're really out for some pentacles. There's something to gain here, all right? But whatever shenanigans they're trying to get away with looks like will be blocked, maybe by spirit, could be by someone here in the physical. Let's get some more for Pisces, please. Three more messages for the week of July 18th through the 25th, Spirit. We have the Three of Pentacles. Okay, so there could be three people involved. All right. Normally, this would be a card of collaboration. But what are they collaborating about? Is it good or bad? Because the Seven of Swords makes me feel like, you know, it could be a bit of a conspiracy thing going on here. But one more, two more for Pisces. Yeah, this has left you in defensive and in the wounded warrior position. You're still standing your ground. Okay. One more for Pisces, please. And then we're going to clarify. Thank you, Spirit. Two of Swords. A decision will have to be made here. The blindfold is coming off. Okay. So again, that could be exposing the situation. Let's get some clarifiers here for you, Pisces, and see what's happening. Why is this Ace of Cups? Who's coming to offer? What is really in that cup? Let's find out. What's really in that cup of love? The Devil. Holy crap, Pisces. Yeah. I did feel this, you know, energy, right? There's codependency here, all right? There's a toxic kind of attachment here, addiction of some kind. Why is the Star here? The Star is here for inspiration, new beginnings, and new creations, okay? I feel you moving away from this situation. Man. Man, who's trying to harsh on Pisces and steal their Pentacles spirit? What's up with this Ten of Pentacles? What is this loss that someone's trying to create for Pisces? What is this loss of Pentacles? Ten Pentacles reversed. Clarify that for me, spirit. Clarify for Pisces, the Ten of Pentacles reversed. Ten of Pentacles reverse, please, spirit. Okay, get quiet. There we go, thank you. Knight of Pentacles reversed. Yeah. Someone coming in with some shady shiz here. And they've been slow. So, you know, this could be like a long con. This could be someone's plan to kind of string you along a little bit. Yeah, you're the Queen of Pentacles here, and they're trying to, remember in your pre-shuffle, we had the Queen of Pentacles. Oh, 11-11 was on the clock. Someone might be trying to steal your crown, Pisces, all right? But they're not going to get away with that. There is, what is this three-person situation scenario? The Three of Pentacles. Can you clarify that, please? For the Starseed of Pisces, spirit. Can you clarify the Three of Pentacles for the Starseed of Pisces, please? Three of Pentacles reversed. Wow. Okay. This could be, you know, a place of religion, a church. It could even be a coven, I guess. Or three people screwing around with some dark energy. But they're not getting away with it. Three of Pentacles is now reversed, okay? So I don't know what is... If that is, again, a physical thing coming to assist you. I feel like it could be spiritual because, you know, this Ace of Cups is a divine energy. So with the Nine of Wands, you're protecting your Nine of Pentacles, okay? You just want to protect your own peace of mind here. You're done playing games. Okay, you're now kind of in a beast mode. Like someone pushed the bitch button or they unleashed the shark in you here. And that's what it's going to take to overcome this toxic devil energy. So, Spirit, tell me about this blindfold coming off this Two of Swords. Why is Pisces still standing here with this Two of Swords? Tell me about this Two of Swords, Spirit. We're getting a little stuck here in this energy. And that is a card that's a little bit stuck. She's not really bound or anything. She's just, she's guarding her heart, for sure. Yes, you've put some work into figuring this out, okay? Or implementing some kind of security measures to stop it, okay? This could even just be protecting your passwords and your emails and so on and so forth. You have the Ten of Wands reversed, the Seven of Pentacles, and the Eight of Wands. Alright. So, you're putting down the burden here. You're laying down the burden. You're not investing don't see you investing in that anymore. It seems like you're more focused on financial stability at this time, because it feels like it's more under your control, okay? Because you know you can't control other people. The only thing you can control is yourself, your reactions, and you know, what you make of the situation, right? So let's look at the 5D here for Pisces Spirit. What does Pisces need to know about this week coming up? The energies coming from the 5D. These messages coming from the 5D for Pisces, please, Spirit. How's Pisces standing this week? What energy is Pisces standing in this week? Caution. Yeah, you're being cautious about accepting any offers, especially and protective of yourself. So, particularly from the Seven of Swords character, who, you know, this is someone you know, or you just have this gut feeling that's trying to get away with something. What is crossing caution, please, Spirit? What is crossing this caution card? What is crossing the caution energy, please, for Pisces this week? Movement reversed. Okay, so you might not be moving in any direction, and it looks like you're not. You might be laying down the burden energetically or emotionally, but you're not really making any moves outwardly with this Two of Swords that would indicate change. All right, you're just kind of laying low, going with the flow. What is the challenge or the obstacle, please, for Pisces? Ideation reversed. You have to come to terms with something that, like, again, you have the Star card up here. Something that you really have built your entire life on, maybe, you know. You invested a lot into this ideal life. And clearly it disappointed you in some way. All right. So this could even be about you coming back down to earth a little bit and being a little more realistic about your relationships and the people that you get involved with. All right. You're recognizing that maybe you've allowed some breaches in security here, and you're going to need to reevaluate that. So, what's coming in to help Pisces, Spirit? What is the energy coming to help Pisces? Protect the bag. That's what I'm feeling here. There's a need to protect some type of and again, if this goes back to your possessions, you know, are you sacrificing too much of yourself to maintain a certain lifestyle that is not giving back to you at this time? All right? Or you're just not able to enjoy it due to other circumstances? So, Spirit, what is coming in for Pisces to help them? I got the Pain card, Pisces. That makes me feel like you had to feel some type of pain or go through some type of betrayal or some kind of long-ass, arduous journey. Okay, to get to this place of looking out for yourself, all right, putting yourself first, and about being real about what other people and situations can actually offer you. All right. What is the potential outcome, please, Spirit? For Pisces, what's the potential outcome, please, for Pisces for this week of July 18th through the 25th, please? Abundance, okay? So again, that's staying focused on that bag and not really paying attention to anyone who's trying to get your attention, but still staying vigilant in securing your peace, okay? So those are your messages, Pisces. I hope you have a wonderful week. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, stay tuned.